are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So while inviting people into our homes is a beautiful act of hospitality, the call to welcome others extends far beyond our front doors. Whether it's volunteering at shelters, organizing community events, or supporting local missions, hospitality can take on many forms. So let's explore how we can serve our communities and live out the essence of hospitality in broader ways. We are joined on the line by my pastor once again, Pastor Motoya, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mfundisi. I'm so glad when I hear that energy there. I'm like, yes, Mfundisi is good today.
Yes. Thank you.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
We are praying, our kind and loving Father, may you bless us even as we have this particular time to discuss matters to do with hospitality. Bless each listener out there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've spoken about food, and today we are going beyond, you know, issues that speak to the food. What are some local initiatives where you feel called to extend hospitalities in communities? What are those areas where we can extend our communities besides the food, you know, that we have been speaking about?
Thank you so very much. I believe that some of the initiatives that are there, initiatives that should not really come from the boardrooms, but initiatives that should come from the community itself. Mm-hmm. In other words, we should be able to meet the needs of the people at each particular time, even as we extend our hospitality out there. Mm-hmm. So when we think of hospitality in the community, then it's meeting literally the community needs. And when we talk of community needs, we're talking about the people that are found in the community. So this to me means it can either be something that probably we are organized to just say, oh, I think this community needs clean water. This community, I think, what they need is awareness on this. This community, what they need is this. And we can volunteer to offer just that. I'll give you an example of what I have seen. We have the Adventist youths, and they do have what is known as GYD, Global mm-hmm. Youth Day, where they, instead of preaching a sermon, they become a sermon themselves. And you see what happens on that day, where they identify, when that time comes, they will identify if there is an old lady and who has maybe the house is not okay, then they will build this house. Maybe there is a need for somebody to just have their environment changed. They will do just that. Mm-hmm. So these are initiatives that you are able to see what is the need in the community and you come in. Now, what I have mentioned happens, for lack of better terms, once in a year. But this should not be once in a year. It should be a lifestyle. So I want to say there is a lot that we can do as far as hospitality is concerned, showing acts of kindness, being generous, and touching people with our love. There's a lot that we can do looking at the needs that are out there. And so it could be where we visit a hospital. It could be where we visit a prison or correction service, and we are able to offer a service there that can put a smile on someone's face, that can touch someone's heart, and that can indeed bring hope to someone's life. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So how can churches and fundis, you know, partner with a community organization to amplify their hospitality efforts? You spoke about GYD, for example. I've seen, you know, that it's just us going out to do something. We don't necessarily partner, you know, with the community to drive the message behind, for example, the GYD. So how can community churches now partner with communities to amplify these efforts?
This is very important, and we need to do that. And I'm glad that we have churches that are already doing that. I have walked in some hospitals, and you see a label there written to say this word has been adopted by this church. It has been adopted by the Dorcas Society of such a church. This word has been adopted. Now, what that means is they will supply all the cleaning, you know, needs there. They will supply, you know, they'll make sure that if it is beddings, they supply beddings in that ward, and they just take care of the needs of that ward. So to me, I believe that this is something that is possible. We can partner. Now, that is a partnership between the church and the hospital management, which is in that particular community. We have one mentor by the name of Dr. Pardon Mwansa.
Okay.
And at one time, he came up with an idea that let's have, you know, television screens in all the prisons in Zambia. Yes. And when the prisons authority at their headquarters said yes, then we began a journey moving from one, prison facility to another, from one prison facility to another, and putting up. And by the end of the day, to this date, people who are inmates there are able to watch Hope Channel, you know. And they're able to go to Hope Channel. Why? Because there was a partnership, between the church and that particular department of the government, or should I say the community itself. So I want to believe that we should never think it is wrong to partner with the community. We can partner with the community and give a service to the community. And to that end, to me, I would actually say that our churches, our church buildings, we usually use them. Maybe, others maybe they use them maybe three times in a day, maybe 2 hours on a Friday evening. They use them on a Sabbath, which is Saturday. They use them on Sunday, maybe morning for some meeting, and that's all. Sometimes there's no meeting, so you find it's only used Friday evening and maybe on Sabbath, which is Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I want to say, these church buildings, why should they remain locked throughout the week? We can open doors to these church buildings. Open doors. Why don't we say to our young people, you can come here at 16 hours. You find a mentor who will mentor you on goals in life, who will mentor you to know who you are and how you can discover the purpose of your life. You find a mentor here who will help you to come up with strategic plans for your life. You find a mentor here who will help you to find a career, a business, mentor you in this and that. And so all I'm saying is, partner with the community, because we already have certain facilities such as church buildings, which can be used as classrooms that can actually bring about hope, life, and wisdom even to the members of the community. We can actually open doors that can actually save as, a lifeline, for someone. So to me, I believe that, yes, we can partner with the community, and it can be well. There are some members of the community or organization that actually may have even the resources, but they don't have people they can trust to deliver our service to the community. We, as a church, we are trustworthy. And so we can partner with the community to actually deliver our service to the community. And so to me, I would think the church should contact more of these NGOs, of schools, of hospitals, of prisons, and we can partner with the community to offer something that brings hope, that brings life, that promotes health, and indeed that could help even with matters of mental health.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So looking at Mfundisi, there are people that are hospitable, right? And there are people that volunteer in various ways and are involved in this thing. So how can we now create a culture of service, you know, that encourages everyone in the community and in the church to participate in acts of hospitality? So it's not left out to a particular people within the community or the church.
That's brilliant there. That's a brilliant question. How can we have this as a culture? And I think that's very important, that it must be a culture. That's very, very important. I love just that which you have said. It must be a culture. This is how we need to do it. Number one, we need leaders. We need leaders. There is no change that can come without a leader. So we need leaders. Leaders that will come and bring about a change. So leaders is number one thing that we need. Number two, we need testimonies. We need stories. Stories that shows the impact of this community service, the impact of hospitality in the community, the impact of bringing a service in the community, the impact of acts of kindness and in the community. So we need those stories to be broadcasted. We need more of those stories. Why should we have scandalous, shameful stories be trending around? We need stories that show acts of kindness and their impact in the community being broadcasted. Once we do that, it will help a great deal. The other thing that we need to do is we should not leave the young people behind, because once we leave them behind, oh, believe me, you, there will not be any future tomorrow. There will not be any future tomorrow. So we should not leave them behind. We should not leave them behind. Whom should we pick along with us? We should pick along the young and the old. We should pick along the educated, the uneducated. We should pick along the professionals and those who are executives.
Yeah.
We should pick along the leaders and everyone else. We should pick along all these. I'll give you one example. In South Africa, there is an initiative called the Meals on Wheels. Yes, Meals on Wheels. Yes. I don't have the exact details of how it started, mm-hmm. but definitely it didn't start with so many people. It could have been maybe just a pastoral couple. And yet today is a huge thing, okay? And why is it a huge thing? Because many people, the young and the old, are involved. The executives, the leaders, everyone is involved. And because of that, many people are joining in into that initiative. And Meals on Wheels today is a blessing so much that even when I'm far away in Zambia, I know that in South Africa, there is such a ministry, if you like, that is blessing people, strangers out there on the streets.
So Mfundisi, as we go near the end, you know, what are those challenges that here we are, we're speaking about hospitality, about people being involved, the community being involved, but there are challenges that are out there. So what are those challenges that they can face, you know, in the community, and how can they overcome them when they are availing themselves, you know, to this act of hospitality?
That's a very important question there. That's a very important question there. Some of the challenges that we mistakes they made is affecting the people that want to do it now. Some of the scandals they made is affecting the people that want to do it now. I'll give you some examples. For example, there are some people in the process of saying, we want to give a service to the community. And they volunteer and they are out there. By the end of the day, it's discovered that, oh, no, actually, it was not the strangers' bellies they were feeding. It was their own belly that they were feeding. Oh, actually, it was not the strangers they were feeding. It was just their own family they were feeding. Yet they had gotten this money to say we're going to feed this. The other thing which is there is lack of trust in the people because of past experiences. There are some people who have lacked integrity and yet in the course of hospitality. So you find they'll get money out of, I'm trying to run away from saying on false pretense, but they'll get money and get resources from people who have loved their vision, who have loved their initiative, who have loved what they are doing. They'll get money from these people, but not use that money for the intended purpose. Let me try to elaborate that one just within two or so sentences. Here is somebody who gets 100,000 rands, and with 100,000 rands, he uses 95,000 rands on himself in what he calls, these are logistical, costs, and only use 5,000 rands to help the community. That is the one that brings problems. The other thing that brings the problems is actually matters of scandals of immorality and the scandals of theft. These are some of the issues that bring about problems. The other thing that bring about problems is the culture today, because it's a culture where we have now more criminals, out there. And then we have all these people that some people call them Satanists and so on, who are evil and so forth. So every parent will teach their child, don't receive any free thing. Don't receive. In fact, when you see somebody wants to give you something for free, run for your life. Yes. And they grow up knowing no one can do anything for free to you. It means they're up to something. There is something they'll get from you which is more precious than what they want to give to you. And because of that, we find ourselves not having this ministry easy. The last one I want to share with you is this one. We have people that are not vulnerable, but they enjoy playing pity parties. Yes. They enjoy, even when the wound has dried up, there's only a scar, they still want to say there is still a wound. They can even dramatize and get tomato to show that blood is still coming out. Even when that thing has dried a long time, they enjoy being on the side of God, vulnerable. Yes. And these are the ones, because they are just crooked, they are not straight, and that is what makes others not to be motivated to engage in hospitality, because of these people that are not honest, and they just enjoy playing a victim and saying they are vulnerable, yet actually they are not really as vulnerable as they portray. These are some of the things that are there. And remember, a lot of governments will put up some things and say, don't give arms, don't do this. So some of the policies around are also things that can hinder. Yeah, but all in all, we want to say, yes, in everything, even the things that are good, you may find challenges, but we should not give up on doing good in our lives.
Indeed. Mfundisi, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this lesson for today. I'm going to ask that please do pray for everyone that is doing acts of kindness and hospitality out there.
We are praying. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for a brother and a sister who is doing all the acts of kindness and hospitality in the community. How we pray, dear Lord, that may you bless each one of them. Bless them with good health, with resources, and how we pray that may you open more doors of influence and enlarge their territory of ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Stay blessed too.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.